Hello, Marie. What's happening?
Hi, how's it going?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm very well.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ciara, I'll tell you what. We should give Marie an introduction. I'll tell you what. Marie Madden is a journalist, 20-something single lady living in Dublin. She's currently on the dating scene, and she has been writing a blog about her dating escapades, which you can read on her.ie. And she's back today to update us on her progress. Because, Marie, you were in with Ryan, and you were talking about this a few weeks ago.
I've been reading your blogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Ciara has been reading your blog.
Yes, I have. I'm fascinated, and I kind of want to go out with you.
Marie, will you take her out?
Let's do it. Yeah, seriously,
will you find... I know you're looking for a man for yourself, but will you find one for Ciara?
Yeah, I don't know about the competition, though.
Oh, would you be... You wouldn't like to go out with another girl, because then there's the whole dynamic of...
You only ever bring a wing woman.
Huh?
You got to be smart about it. You got to bring a wing woman.
So a woman who's in a relationship, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So she can keep all the friends. And
okay, well, this was nice, Marie. I've been reading your blogs, and I was like, I want that. I want to be able to go out, and I want to meet these guys.
So what's going on, though? You're doing a weekly piece, and you're always looking at different ways of meeting lads, like speed dating, you know, Tinder, all of this kind of stuff.
Basically, yeah.
And why are you doing this? And I don't mean that in a smart way. What, is it because you want to try different ways of meeting people? You're sick of just going to a nightclub, getting drunk and trying to shift
somewhere? Exactly. Well, basically, it's the one thing I think that women talk about more than anything. Like, every conversation between a group of women basically at some point will come back to who are you seeing, who are you going out with, what's going on. But it doesn't seem, no one really seems to be talking about it in the media or anything like that. So we decided, right, let's give an honest look at what it's like. And we've had a really good reaction to it so far. And again, yeah, people get lazy. You depend on bumping into a guy in a nightclub or something. So this is a way to kind of try other things and try to run
to
it for
something.
The people, the ladies of Ireland.
Yeah, no,
I'll
I need
go
to
out
do
with
something.
Both of you, and I'll be your wingman, okay? Like, I will go out with the two of you. It'll be perfect.
I'm with Ciara.
Fine.
No, but seriously, help me. How, like, seriously, as a girl who's single, who hasn't been on a date since Chris, when was the last time I was on a date?
This is so sad that I know this. April.
Last April.
That's a year.
Shut up.
This is the anniversary of Ciara going on a date.
Congratulations.
Here, Marie, before we get into you helping Ciara, don't be so needy, Ciara. We're trying to talk and bring it. What was the most recent date you went on as part of this?
I was on a date last week.
What did you do? How did you meet this person?
Tinder.
Now, let me ask you something.
Can I ask about Tinder?
What is Tinder, Marie? Because I'm not on Facebook, so
Tinder
I don't know how Tinder works.
It's a phone app.
Okay.
It's just a phone app, same as anything else you'd have. But it's basically a catalogue of men in your area that you can flick through, and you flick left if you don't like them, you flick right if you do, and then if you match, you can exchange messages.
I open my phone, okay, hypothetically, and I click Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first thing I'll see is a picture of a potential guy who might like to meet
up. Or a girl,
yeah.
Have a choice.
Yeah. And then I click like or whatever, or like I select that I like this person.
Yes.
And then if they see you and they select that they like you, you get each other's, you can contact each other?
Yeah. How? Flicks up that it's your match.
Oh, and so then you can message them.
You can message them, but they can't message you if you don't.
Unless both of you are compatible.
Okay, I'm going to be deadly honest about Tinder.
Go on Tinder.
I won't go on Tinder.
For God's sake.
I'm not on Facebook either. So there's that. But also, a lot of my friends who are on Tinder, they're like, Ciara, you don't go on Tinder for a relationship. You go on Tinder to get the, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah. Exactly.
Especially if you haven't been on a date in a year.
Ciara, is that also the anniversary
Okay, guys. I'm seeing your point. But is there not something, because I know it was like Plenty of Fish, that was one of the websites that everyone was on. Tinder now is the big one.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a relationship, like, I just think that what Tinder is doing, it's creating a whole load of individuals that can't communicate with each other or only after one thing and nothing fulfilling that will last.
Well, Ciara, don't knock it. Marie, how did your date go?
Tinder?
No.
Marie, how did your date go? You were on
Tinder. I've been on numerous dates from Tinder.
How do you find them?
Good. Some of them better than others.
Okay.
And some of them, there's a lot of time wasted. There's a lot of people on there who you'll talk away to and just have awkward conversations or, you know, again, are looking for one thing. But those are fairly easy to weed out. Like, I don't think it's fair to say that everybody on Tinder is that way. Mm-hmm. I think because a lot of the other apps before it had that kind of a slant to it, people have these preconceptions. And you know what? It's a bit forced as well because people are going online or whatever. But no, like, I know loads of people who have met like really nice guys, and it's totally revolutionised dating in Ireland, I think, to be honest, because again, we were so dependent on
going out to the pubs,
Coppers, shifting some fella and hoping that he remembers to text you the following day.
I've also never been to Coppers.
Maybe that's
I'm not really doing myself any favours, am I? I'm not on Tinder. I haven't been to Coppers.
Well, if you think you're not going to meet the love of your life on Tinder, you're definitely probably not going to meet him at conference.
So, Marie, have you met any potential, you know, ones that you could put at least in the maybe pile for a relationship?
Yeah, I've gone on, like, you know, 3 or 4 dates with people. Nothing stuck as of yet, but no, it's been promising.
Was I reading...
Promising?
Promising.
Decode girl for me. What does that mean?
Was I reading in your blog today, actually, that or during the week, that you have been texting a guy, but he hasn't asked you out?
Yes, that is the main problem, I think, that all women have at this point, is that Irish guys don't know how to ask women out, or they skirt around it.
Chris
for
has a theory on this
beforehand.
Because I have said to Chris, I've had conversations with him, and I'm like, he's texting me nonstop. We're having this conversation back and forth and back and forth, and that's great, but it gets really frustrated and boring.
Yes.
Yeah, and it seems like they're just dragging it out for you.
They're dragging it out. You're like, are they texting me because they actually like me and they do want to go out with me, or are we just having a comment because I'm bored with this text?
Could be just entertainment for them. But I don't mean that in a mean way.
No, but it's true. But you never know. I always kind of assume if after, you know, a week or whatever, if they haven't asked you out, that they're probably just amusing themselves.
Okay, so I've been called out on that beforehand.
I've been honest about that to people and said it to them, but they're coming back and kind of going, no, you know, I just wasn't sure how to bring it up, or I didn't want to go straight in. I spent 2 weeks texting a guy, and at the end of it, I was like, what the hell? You obviously don't want to meet me, and I don't need a pen pal, so let's
Holy
not.
Jesus. So for 2 weeks, you went back and forth
weeks.
Texting each other.
2 weeks of texting me at work, 2 weeks of texting me in the evenings. There is nothing more frustrating.
And he didn't close the deal. He didn't even say, let's meet up.
No, he skirted around. At the end of it, he was asking, where are you going to be on such a night?
Oh my God, like we're 15.
I might be out as well. It sounded like he was basically planning to stalk me as opposed to ask me.
Wow,
out,
man,
so.
Irish men with no confidence with this.
Well, this is
what I'm trying to say about Tinder and Facebook and Plenty Fish and all that sort of stuff. It's so easy to hide behind a persona on these apps. It's so easy to be the man behind the app and send the text message, but then when it actually, or the woman, and then when it actually comes down to it, to doing the deed, to meeting up, it's like we can't take that next step or something like that. Then there's the overly cocky people who do it, and you know, they're kind of the ones that are just looking for the, you know what.
I got an opening line the other evening from a guy called Jose, who basically just went, do you like wine?
Hey, look,
if that was me on Tinder, I'd be like, yes, I do.
Kira would have melted.
Which was my response. It's like, it's my favourite food group. We're going to get on so well. To which he replied, I have a really nice Chardonnay. Do you want to share it with me? So, like, it goes one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Now, it did give me the opportunity to text back and use No Way Jose in a legitimate setting, which was amazing. But no, like, it tends to be one way or the other. The guy is just asking you out without even finding out your name, or else it's 2 weeks.
So there's no middle ground.
When you're meeting guys, right, what have you found to be firstly the most effective and the least effective? Because you've tried Tinder. I mean, do you find friends of friends works using your extended network, as they say? Does work? What does work for you? Or what have you found more promising?
The friends of friends thing is easier or more effective when you're younger. I think, like, you know, when you're in college, because they've loads of new friends. Usually by the time I think you get to your late 20s, you know most
you've whittled out
of all
a
the
lot
friends
of
friends,
yeah.
Anything promising, you've kind of followed up there. So I think that's why people, especially around my age in the late 20s bracket, are really taken to Tinder, because it's a whole new sea of men that you haven't encountered.
How do your friends react to you being on Tinder? Because I think
they're
some people seem it's weird. Yeah, some people think it's sleazy and some people think it's weird, and some people are like, that's fine.
That's what Marie was saying earlier on, it's perception. Because I've been like, nope, I would never go on Tinder. But now I'm listening to you and I'm like,
How are your friends about it?
Yeah,
all right?
Oh, yeah. They're all pretty jealous. They're all tossing with the fact. They're like, how are you getting on? Maybe I'll download it. I'll
see what
exactly.
I don't know. Hey, well, look, actually, a text says, my sister met her fella on Tinder, fell madly in love, and they're now having a baby. So it's not all about the sex element. It really depends on the person.
There you go.
That's a Tinder baby.
There you go. No, that's really interesting.
Kira, you could be having babies with some guy
I could be having
Tinder.
Babies with some guy that I meet on Tinder.
After some wine. I can't believe, though, you turned down that Jose guy. That seemed like he was being really smooth.
Yeah, no.
Are you being too picky, Marie? Is that the problem?
Perhaps I am, but I'm not willing to lower
your
my
damn
standards
right.
anytime soon.
You know how you're writing the blog and you're cataloguing, you know, your dating escapades. Have you set yourself a kind of a target? As in, right, if after X amount of time this isn't working, I'm going to, you know, marry a guy that I knew in secondary school or something. You know what I mean? Do you have a goal set?
No, I think the Poor Clare's, the convent, is the backup plan.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Once I run out of patience and small talk,
they'll never let you in. They'll never let you in, Marie Madden. They will never let
Probably
you in.
Probably not after this vlog, anyway.
Well, look, you're on her.ie. You're keeping a track of everything that's going on with this. And this is actually really interesting. You're basically cataloguing your dating life. Because, I mean, I tell you, bring Kira out, please.
I will.
For God's sake. Just at least
take
once.
One for the team.
Yeah, exactly. Take one for the team.
Thanks, you guys.
I hope Kira's not that bad.
And also, can I just point out, I work nights as well, so that goes against me.
Mm. Yeah, that is a problem. I'm the same. I do shift work, and dating when you're on evenings is a bit
of a nightmare. Shift works in. Could we meet for a coffee at 11 a.m.? It doesn't really have the same ring to it, I agree.
Not quite.
Look, Marie, you're writing for her.ie as well. You're also on Twitter, aren't you? What's your Twitter?
I am indeed, at Don't Madden Me.
Don't Madden Me. I like that.
So men, direct your vitriol towards me on Twitter.
I get it. Don't Madden Me. It's